I'd like to give you just a quick snapshot of what transpired on our trip. Of course, all the preparations and everything. We wound up leaving here on a Wednesday night and made our way over to the Ivory Coast after a brief layover in France, and landed in the coastal city of Abidjan on the Ivory Coast. And this gives you just an idea of where we were. We landed at the airport. And then the little town of Bingerville is up to the north and a little bit to the east. I'm going to show you here. This is where Tammy's apartment is, and just north of that where the Mocks live, her co-workers. Tammy met us at the airport along with some other missionaries who had volunteered to help with transportation to get us to our lodgings, get us a quick meal, and then after 20 hours of travel, we were glad to get some rest. The next day started, as someone has mentioned, started nice and early and dusty. That's not fog, that's the dust blowing in from the Sahara Desert, but they said it also kept the temperature a little cooler, so we were glad for that. Our day began with a walk around the corner and up the hill to the Mock's house where we had breakfast, and then after that, as someone has mentioned, we had a formal introduction of the other men who are the leaders in that church. There's Brother Mock in the middle introducing them to us. We introduced ourselves to them, and after that introduction, which is traditional in their culture, we walked due east, and you can't tell it, but that's uphill quite a ways. About three-quarters of a mile to the construction site, the Fundamental Baptist Church of Bingerville. When you walk in through the gateway, take a quick right turn, there's the auditorium to the left, and there's the job site. We began to take out our equipment. The rest of us grabbed some shovels, and we got at it. There were four about 30 by 40 foot pads that we had to clear off to get ready for concrete. At the same time, the woodworking crew down in the auditorium getting out their equipment, getting ready to make some benches for the school, and Pastor already claimed his first victim. You see there? No, seriously. Friday was a full day. Saturday, again, started off the same way. The guys in the woodworking shop picked up where they left off, and before you know it, they had the pencil holder in place. The work progressed, and really, I would like to say that the thing that happened Saturday, in addition to all the working, was we began to make friends with the Ivorians. And we were told that they had been so abused and taken advantage of during their history. They watched us as we labored shovel by shovel and wheelbarrow by wheelbarrow and just one load at a time as we just got there and labored alongside them and showed them, I think, without saying anything in words, but showed them that our attitude was we came to help. We didn't come to dominate. We didn't come to take over the... But we also came with some ideas that we thought might would help. And so that's why we brought the tools, and we also brought some know-how. And you can see here we trying out some new things, and that will make a difference later on. But then we were able to worship with them on Sunday. And along with singing with them, we were also, all of the men were able to give testimonies, and we're able to give our salvation experience. But we also got to see something very special, and that was Tammy, as she was working, excuse me, with the kids. Of course, those of you who remember Tammy, she is a wonderful teacher, and certainly that hasn't changed. And her ministry with these young people is very effective, and she's doing a wonderful job. Pastor preached the morning service and spoke to them very effectively. Oh, well... Actually, though, folks, I mean, that's a joke, but there were four saved. Praise the Lord. After the service, they have a tradition. No one leaves until everyone's hand has been shaken. So he stood around, and we got to visit with them, and that was a wonderful thing. I think we won them over on Saturday and Sunday, and things were different after that, because Monday we started back to work, and there was a change, I think, in their attitude. They began to lighten up, loosen up. We laugh about some of the guys kidding with them, Victor and whatnot, and as you're looking at these pictures. But showing ourselves to be friendly, a man that would have friends must show himself friendly. It made a difference, and there was a real difference. Monday, of course, you see the woodworking crew getting ready. Here's our little invention. They like that invention. And when they saw that, then they began to see that we really were there trying to help. And we began to win them over. And, of course, we had some antics there. And this is our version of an American daycare center. The labor was hard. We all labored really... No, that's not right either. Actually, we did work really hard. We took some breaks in between, but by the end of the day, we were ready, really, to start putting down some block. And it was hard, and in the middle of the day, as soon as you sat down, I mean, you were exhausted. But we were back at it, and we learned some things. I mean, as we began to work, they began to show us kind of how they do things, and we chimed right in and began to try to do it their way, and they looked at some of the things we did. Tuesday was an amazing day because you began to really see the progress that working together we were able to accomplish. On the outside, now we're working with them and they're laughing. We're working with them and trying to learn some of their ways of doing things, and everyone's taking a part in it. Not only working with them in labor outside, but you can see the progress being made on the benches for the school on the inside. And the thing about the woodworking, it starts slow and we make fun, but all of a sudden at the end of the week, they're ahead of us. So Wednesday was the day that we were pushing. Our goal was we were trying to get the walls begun on all of the construction site. And as you're looking at some of the pictures here, you can see scattered throughout the day as these things began to take shape. And you could just tell they were so excited. The woodworking got finished, and Pastor E was, they were even able to do a little extra. We finished all that up, and then we got cleaned up, packed everything up, and then we had a wonderful Wednesday evening service where they shared their thanks to us. We'd like to pass some of that on to you just now.
We're Bob and Becky Mack, and we would like to thank the Temple Baptist Church for having sent the group of 15 men here for the construction and for the carpentry work. It was a terrific time that was in great encouragement to us as a missionary family, as well as a great encouragement to our people. To have a church from the States that not only sends money to help, but also sends a group that gets on the plane and makes the effort, comes over and works specifically with us in our projects. Our people were truly encouraged by that.
Okay, greetings to all of you. I miss you very much and want to say hi to you all and thank you for sending the group. Really enjoyed having them here, and can't thank you enough for all the support and encouragement you have been to me. I couldn't do it or be here without you all, and so thank you for your prayers. Thank you just for everything you have done for me, and I'm just praying the Lord abundant blessings on you, and I truly do thank the Lord on every remembrance of you all. Thanks again.
Like Tammy and the missionaries, we want to say thank you for allowing us to go and represent you in the Ivory Coast.